Here in Kabul city, everyone is talking about the NATO airstrike, which Afghan officials say has killed at least 90 people in the northern province of Kunduz. Around midnight on Friday, US jet bombed two big fuel tankers in Chardara district of the province. The tankers were on their way to deliver aircraft fuel to NATO forces, but they were hijacked by the Taliban on the highway linking Kunduz to Kabul. The Taliban spokesman confirmed that they had stolen the tankers, one of which became stuck at the river crossing. Since they couldn't get the tanker out of the mud, the Taliban offered the fuel to local villagers. The villagers rushed to the tankers to take free fuel, and they all died when the tankers were blown. The U.S. commanders confirmed the air raid, saying the Taliban fighters were the main target.
Many civilian casualties are being evacuated and treated in local hospitals, and there is perhaps a direct link with the incident that has occurred around the two fuel trucks.
Civilian deaths by NATO and U.S. troops have cast doubt on the claim of U.S. and its allies that they are fighting militants in Afghanistan to protect the Afghans. The U.S. and NATO commanders have occasionally promised to avoid civilian deaths during their air operations, but their air operations are still continuing and cause high numbers of civilian deaths. What is the main reason behind this paradox?
The main reason is lack of coordination between the foreign troops and Afghan security forces. The foreign troops usually rely on false intelligence for launching their air operations.
A statement from Hamid Karzai's office said the Afghan president believed that targeting civilians in any form is unacceptable and that innocent civilians must not be killed or wounded during military operations. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said an investigation was underway. Hours after the incident, the United Nations voiced grave concern at civilian deaths in the northern city of Kunduz. To calm the Afghan government and NATO have launched a joint investigation into the airstrike. As the inquiry began, prayers for the dead were heard in nearly a dozen villages in Kunduz on Saturday. Kunduz was not peaceful on Saturday either. Three German troops were injured on Saturday in a suicide attack said to have been carried out by the pro-Taliban militants there.
Northern Afghanistan was thought to be one of the relatively calm regions of this war-ravaged country, but now it looks like a battlefield. The governor of Kunduz province told me that 30% of the north is now controlled by the Taliban. And on Thursday, Michael Mullen, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the U.S. only has a limited time in which to gain victory in Afghanistan. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.